We're in Simin Tof Ayin Gimel. We are up to Sivav, and that's what we'll be doing today. So far what we did is we had Kiddush. After Kiddush, the Kara was brought and everything that's on it. We're up to Sivav now. Notel Yodav Letzorach Tibul Rishon. One washes his hands for the sake of the first Tibul. Now, the reason why one has to wash his hands, the halacha is that if you eat any kind of food, be it fruit, vegetable, even mazonis, that is wet with one of the Zion mashkin, the halacha is that you're supposed to wash. The shittas agros with a bracha, we paskin that you don't make a bracha on it. And the halacha is that you're supposed to wash for it. Even people that are not makbid on this all year, but Leil HaSeder, they are makbid on it. So here too, we're about to put the karpas in salt water. The water itself is one of the Zion Mashkin, and therefore, you're supposed to wash your hands first. V'lo yivarech al ha-netila, and the Mechaber paskins that we don't make a bracha on the netila. Right? After you wash your hands, the yika, but the netila is a real netila, the same way that you wash for a meal. V'yikach me'akarpas pachas me'kazayas. And you take from the karpas less than a kazayas. Why do you take less than a kazayas? Because if you eat a kazayas, we're going to have a suffix if you should make a bracha achrona or not. If you eat a food before the meal, so there are halachas of making a bracha achrona afterwards, the question is, if you're using this karpas to cover the maror in the suda, does that mean that you don't have to make a bracha achrona on it? It's part of the meal and covered by the birkas hamazon, or is it not? Therefore, misafik, we eat less than a kazayas, so that you would definitely not have to make a bracha achrona. Now, the Mishtabura in the Bir Alach is medayik from here that the din of netila sedayim for dovrish atibulo b'mashka applies even if it is less than a kazayas. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishtabura had gone through it in the halachas of netila sedayim. And Lamaisa, it seems to be a machlokas a poskim of whether or not pachas mekazayas is mechayev netila. And this even applies for eating bread during the year. If someone eats less than a kazayas, does he have to wash? The maskana of the Bir Alachi in a later edition over there was that one should wash, but without a bracha. In fact, we don't make a bracha unless you're eating a kabetza of pas. Because pachas than that, which is less than the shir kabbalah's tumah, we don't know that Chazal made a takana, and therefore you don't make a bracha on it. So you take less than a kazayas, umetablo b'chometz, and then you dip it into vinegar or in wine or salt water. Our minig is salt water. The ikar is that you shouldn't dip it into the charosis because the mitzvah's charosis is left for the morer. Umevarach borei pri adam, and you make a borei pri adam, and once again you're supposed to have kavana that this borei pri adam should cover the morer that we're going to have in the meal. Veino mevarach achrav. Now this is even if you ate a whole kazayis, you should not make a bracha achrona. And that is because you wanted to cover the bar pri adama in the meal. Therefore, it may be considered part of the meal, and benching will be motzi it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that according to the Gra, one is supposed to say a bracha achrona. One is supposed to say a bracha achrona, and if he eats a kazayas, lemaisa, because it is really not part of the meal in any shape or form, and according to the Gra, you should eat a kazayas and say a bracha achrona. Lemaisa, that is not the minig. Most people do follow the mechaber in this. Now, further, v'yikach matzah emtsoyis. Then one takes the middle matzah, v'yivtzeinu l'shtayim, and breaks it in half. This is where we are creating lechem only. V'yitn chetzio lechad mi'amasubim l'shomra, and then you give it to someone to put it away, to hide it. Hiding over here doesn't mean in a place you're not going to find it, but to guard over it. You're supposed to be shomer it. put it in a well guarded place. Venosa nosa tachas hamapa, and it is put under a mapa, meaning we cover it up. This is a zecher to the way they came out of Mitzrayim. Yisharosan tsruos besimlosam, it says. Some actually put it on their shoulders the way we came out of Mitzrayim. And Mishneh Berurah mentions that you should make sure that you're not using some kind of cloth that was starched that may have pieces of chametz on it. The chetzi asheni yosim ben shtei ashlemos, the other half you leave between the two whole matzis on the kara. Then the agbiya hakara sheyesh ba matzis, you lift the kara that the matzis are on, and you don't have to remove any of the tafshilin. V'yomer holach ma'anya ad manashtani, you say holach ma'anya. The pashtus of holach ma'anya is that you are explaining what you just did. You just broke the middle matzah, you turned it into lechem oni, and you're now saying holach ma'anya. This is that lechem oni. We find though in most of the haggadahs that this is actually the beginning of the mitzvah of haggadah. It's difficult to say that this is mamish the mitzvah of haggadah, because Haggadah is supposed to be said over a kos, and we don't fill the kos yet. It sounds much more like this is really describing what we just did in breaking the matzah. The Mishneh Berurah brings that there's another girsa of koholach ma'anya, and you're supposed to say it out loud. Hagav yomer b'loshen shemevinim anoshim v'aktanim. You're supposed to say it in the language from Halach Ma'anya and on, which is the Haggadah. You're supposed to say in a language that everybody understands. O yifarish lehem ha'inyan, or you should explain it to them. V'chein osam l'rimi lundri kol ha'agadah b'loshen laz. The Rimi Lundri, who wrote the entire Haggadah in Lashon Laz, it would seem that may have been French, the language that they were speaking in London in those days. So the Haggadah should be translated so that everyone should understand. And there's a chiyuv, the Mishneh Berurah says, everybody, including if you have a woman working in the house who's Jewish, she should also hear the entire Haggadah. And if they have to walk out in the middle, or say a woman that has to walk out in the middle of Haggadah, make sure that she's at least there from Gamliel HaYomer. And the minag is to also make sure that everyone is present at the table for the makis, and many are knowing to actually translate the makis as well into whatever language it is. Now, although we are knowing to say the Haggadah in the Lashon of Chazal, which is Dorish Me'arami over Avi, Acha Gomer is called a parsha. Most of it is taken from the Medrash and the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. Nevertheless, it is not Ma'akev. Saying it in another language is also fine for anyone that doesn't understand, because you're not Yotz of Haggadah if you don't know what you're talking about. Va'oz yitzava l'hasira me'ashulchan. Then one takes them off the table. You take the entire kara off the table. U'lohanicham b'sofa shulchan. What you do is you then put it at the edge of the table, or if it's a small table, the Mishneh Berurah says you take it off the table altogether. Many have a minhag today that they don't remove it from the table, they just cover the matzis at that point. Ki'ilu kfar ochlu, the reason you're removing it or covering it is to make it look like, well, right, we're already done eating. Kedei shiiru atinokos v'yishlu, the kid should ask, why are we covering everything up again? We haven't eaten yet. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the maril not to put any matzah on the table other than the three matzahs that are covered until the time of the Suda, which means that if you have, an infant who is allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, or is allowed to eat before the Seder because he doesn't have any understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim altogether, the halacha is, that the halacha, this minig, based on the maril, is that he should not be eating matzah at the table. We don't have any matzahs at the table other than those three. Once you get to the Suda, you can bring more matzahs to the table.